There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
And that music heralds the arrival of our next guest, Malcolm Taylor.
And all those green arrows in the markets put me in the right mood for this, because we are talking Irish food, and timely that we should be talking about food exports from Ireland to the Gulf now as Brexit rolls around. The future relationship between Ireland and the UK remains a little bit undecided. Pleased to welcome to the studio now Eilish Ford, Director of Markets at the Irish Food Board, the board beer. Good morning, Giaguich.
Good morning, Gia Smurgut. I'm very impressed with that pronunciation.
Giaguich, was it all right?
Very good.
I went on
absolutely.
To YouTube and listened to the pronunciation last night, so that's good. We see Irish products, Eilish, on our supermarket shelves every day here in the UAE, and it's probably not an exaggeration to say that Ireland punches above its weight in terms of food market penetration, probably not just here but around the world, really. How much do Irish food exporters send to the UAE each year in value terms?
To the UAE, last year we sent €56 million worth of product, and to the region in general, to the Gulf region, €195 million. So it's a very important market for us. You're probably right in the sense of the impression of us as punching above our weight, because we are an exporting nation. So we produce a lot more food than we can consume because we have a small population. And so 90% of everything we produce, we export, and we export to 180 markets around the world.
You've got the important ingredients. You've got lots of nice grass, and you've got lots of nice rain as well to make that grass grow. But break that figure down, €56 million to the UAE. Mm-hmm. Break that down between meat and dairy, for instance.
Yeah, the most important products for us in the UAE are dairy and consumer foods. So 80% of what we export to the UAE is dairy. So that would be in terms of powders, in terms of butter, in terms of cheese.
Wow, and as much as that. Because I was thinking, I think Irish beef, and I think, you know, wonderful product. And that's not a huge proportion.
No, we exported 4 million worth of meat to the UAE last year. It's very premium for us here in this market. It's very much a food service top restaurant business. But it's dairy is the main product that we export. The consumer foods are also very interesting in this market. And, you know, I was doing some store visits yesterday, and you could really see it in Spinneys, for example. You know, lots of Irish product.
Things like Keogh's crisps and things like that.
Yes, Keogh's crisps, exactly. Butler's chocolates, Kerrygold butter and cheese. So, yeah, no, it's great to see.
I was going to ask you where the UAE ranks in the Gulf in importance as an export market, but you were saying 56 to the UAE million euros and 195 to the Gulf. So it's roughly a quarter there.
Yeah.
But how does the UAE, with a relatively small population, stack up in terms of importance globally for Ireland, for you in the food board?
It's very important. And about 3 years ago, we really started to focus on market diversification. We were always very conscious of it, but we had a particular focus on it. So what we did was we looked in terms of our important sectors, so meat, dairy, consumer foods, seafood, and looked to see in a very analytical way what were the more interesting unexplored markets. And the UAE came out very strongly in that. And as I said, the products were particularly dairy and consumer foods.
One of my summer holiday plans this year is to go to the English market in Cork to have a look at all the wonderful Irish foodstuffs on display there. I suppose we ought to talk about the B word, the Brexit word, because it's confusing the heck out of just about everybody at the moment, including politicians themselves. And I think it's probably no exaggeration, not just in the UK, but also in Ireland as well. I can only imagine, really, how much up in the air you are as an exporter on the front line and how you feel at the moment, because there's no clear solution emerging and the days are ticking away. What official line is Bord Beer taking?
Well, our official line really is that we are doing everything we can to prepare for a Brexit that is going to be workable for us. So, you know, what we're saying to our companies as well, our client companies, is that we really need to hope for the best and prepare for the worst. And so what we've been doing with companies is 2 years ago, we did an analysis with companies. We took a sample survey of exporting food companies to see where were they struggling? And the main thing that people struggle with is exactly what you said. It's the uncertainty. So they don't know. When people, when companies know what to face, that makes it much easier for them.
What percentage of all Irish food exports go to the UK at the moment?
Just over 25%.
25%. Yeah. And what percentage of those go across the border into Northern Ireland and that route into the UK?
I can't give you an exact percentage, but we certainly do have some of that. So with milk, for example, we're going, you know, we can be crossing over and back
and that's
on the
where
border.
The risk
so,
might be at that border,
well,
hard border, potentially hard border.
It's the logistics of that that I think are going to be challenging.
Looking on your Board Beer website, and it carries a Board Beer Brexit barometer.
Yes.
What's that
yes.
showing at the moment?
That's the barometer that I was talking yeah. about. That's the analysis. So what we find is that companies where they really need assistance are with things like customs, things like logistics, like supply chain. What we do find and what's very interesting is since we first did it 2 years ago, we are seeing a progression. So we've been running workshops for companies on exactly those things that they were finding challenging. So in terms of currency, in terms of customs. And so that is really improving. And the other major thing that we discovered was that companies really needed to up their game in terms of marketing strategies, official marketing strategies, not just for the UK, but for all around the world. And we've been giving support to companies in terms of doing that.
How do you fare as a market in terms of size? We had the Welsh Food Board on the programme a couple of days ago, because obviously the food big food show is on here at the moment. And they were saying, look, because of the size of Wales, they can't really compete with the bigger markets such as Australia and New Zealand, where you've got economies of scale. Mm. Does that also apply to Ireland? Do you have that sort of same restriction simply because of the size of the country?
No, we don't feel that because we feel that we've an awful lot to offer. And part of what we have to offer is that I think our image as this island nation on the Western seaboard, that consumers really resonate with that in terms of the naturalness of the product, in terms of the grass-fed that you mentioned with our animals out in the fields. And so that whole sustainability piece. And we have a national sustainability programme. It's the only country in the world that has a national programme. So all of the industries working together, from farmers to the processors to the retailers and food service operators, in terms of setting stretch targets on sustainability, and that could be in terms of waste or carbon or community sustainability. And then we track that. And I think that really does resonate with people, all with our customers all around the world. So that's where we see we make a difference.
Talk us through your Origin Green programme, please, and what other countries might be able to learn from it. And I'm guessing it's a sort of an Irish first sort of promotion.
Yeah, it's the sustainability program that I'm mentioning there. So it's very much about an integrated approach in the industry towards sustainability, because we did quite a lot of research in the last couple of years with both customers and consumers to really understand what sustainability means to those people and what they're looking for. And what we found is that people are really looking for a product that's safe, that's natural, and that where they can see that people are really making an effort in terms of sustainability. And the other very important thing about our Origin Green programme is that it's aligned to the United Nations sustainability goals. So it's those same goals. There's a lot of commonality in terms of trying to really do everything we can to be as sustainable as we can be.
Well, Eilidh, thanks so much for coming in to join us on the Business Breakfast this morning. And letting you go, I should say, Eilidh Ford, Director of Markets at the Irish Food Board, Bord Beer. Goodbye in Gaelic. But unfortunately, I spent so long learning to say Giagwich, hello, that I didn't get round to learning how to say goodbye. What should I be saying?
Slán, much easier.
As like sláinte, is it?
Exactly, a little bit like sláinte, yeah, same pronunciation, sláinte.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Gur Margaret, thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.